Daily Good News, Volume 1. Chapter 81. The only way we can endure looking at the sun. We all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. There is the sun shining in the heavens. You and I would like to look upon it, but even a glance so dazzles our eyes that it takes a moment for them to recover. Now if you take a prism, a three-sided piece of glass, and hold it to the sun that the rays shine through it, what do you see reflected on the wall? A rainbow. And what is a more beautiful blending of colors? But that rainbow is simply the sun with its glory so distributed that we can look upon it and see how beautiful it is. The prism causes it to shine in such rays that we can look on it. Looking at the open face of the sun, we cannot see it. God is ever so much brighter than the sun. What would his transcendent glory do upon our mortal, sinful eyes? It would consume us. But he wants us to see his glory. Therefore Jesus puts himself here between the Father and us, and the Father causes all his glory to be manifest in him, to shine forth from his face. Thus we are enabled to see God as he is. You can have the glory of God manifest every day of the year if you will only hold Christ before your eyes as a blessed prism for refracting the bright beams of God's glory. Your own self is presented to God for these refracted rays to fall upon for reflection. Then not only you but other people will constantly see the glory of God. Will you let yourself stand there, open to the refracted rays of the glory of God, as they shine through that blessed prism? Jesus spoke to them again, saying, "I am the light of the world. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven."